Pictures are fun to play with, and I think particularly in today's world, you know, people take a lot of pictures of everybody that they want to talk to. So you can use a device like this, and if we wanted to pose a picture and smile kind of screwy at each other, we could do that, have a good time with that. I'm not going to take any pictures today, but I'd like to show you some pictures and ask you to see if you can figure out who they would be, okay? So I just have a few. Here's a baby picture from someone, and I'm asking you if you know who it is. Can you move up close enough so you can see that? You have any idea who that would be? Is that a guess, or you really recognize it? He's pointing to me, saying that must be me. Okay. Now, let's see if this one gets any clearer. This one's at 18 months old. Well, if the first one was, this one probably would be too, wouldn't it? Okay. I'll show you another one. We get a little bit older. No, probably figuring that one out, is there? Okay. That one's at about age 16. And here's another one. That's me for sure. Okay. Got a clerical collar on by the time we get to that one. And the point is, sometimes they're easier to recognize than others. I was looking for a couple others at home that would have been harder to recognize. The one at 18 months wearing a snowsuit was a little bit hard to figure out, except we'd already guessed on the first one. Good shot. Way to go. How we look in pictures changes a lot as the years go by, right? So sometimes you may have your hair cut shorter. Sometimes you may let it grow longer. Sometimes it looks curly. Sometimes it looks straight. All those things change as we go. It's tougher to figure out what we're going to look like in the future. Can you picture that one? What we're going to look like in the future. We don't know what that's going to be yet, do we? Jesus has something interesting for us to say about that, and it shows up in the Bible reading that we had from John a minute ago. The Bible reading gives us the look forward. So it's, we don't know what we're going to look like. We also don't know what anybody else is going to look like. And the scene we're looking at is the time when Jesus will return to earth again, and suddenly there'll be a big change for everyone. When Jesus appears, we don't know exactly what he's going to look like, and we certainly don't know what each one of us is going to look like, because we really don't know whether we're going to look a lot older, or whether we're going to look about like we do right now, what that might be. That's all what happens in the future. So when Jesus comes again, we will look different than we do now, and it'll be hard for us to know ahead of time what that's going to be. We do know, and this is the fun one, we do know that Jesus will recognize us. He knows who his children are right from the start. He'll recognize us, and he'll know that he will see each one of us as a child of God. And so that's really what I'd like to ask you to remember and to think about. That's what it can be for the future. So let's pray. Will you pray with me? I think the congregation will pray with us too. Dear Jesus, thank you that you know what each one of us looks like now and in the future. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this, who thus hopes in him, purifies himself as he is pure. So John's launch point with this whole thing, the launch point for his thoughts, is the strong statement that God loves every person. Every person who is part of what we might call God's faith community. Now, a little side note here. God really loves all people. He created all people. But for those who are attached to the faith community, for those who are believers in Jesus Christ, He's got a specific label, child of God. That's really what we want to pursue today. Others may join, but here the message is pointed to people who already are in that situation. God knows them as surely as He can read your electronic fingerprint when you go through a secure door. You got the ID. Okay, so for us, we need to know that God loves us so much that He wants to call us His children. He makes two very strong points. John's fond of doing things with just a few words, and then we have to take it apart and figure out what it is. Two strong pronouncements come in a very rapid-fire sequence that add meaning to our identification. So we don't want to speed read these. We'll miss the point. So, take a deep breath. We are God's children now. Present tense status. And, as His children, in the future, we shall be like Jesus when He appears. Every Christian from all time is a child of God. God has claimed us as part of His family and sealed us with that identity. We don't want to lose track of that because it's important to God, it's important to us. When we talk about saints today, we believers in Jesus are counted in that number. And that identity sets us apart from those in the world who are not tied to God. And it unites us with all believers in Jesus. So let's recognize what that means from God's perspective, His viewpoint. He chose each Christ believer to be in a permanent relationship as His child. Now, not physically born, but spiritually born. Chosen and adopted into God's family. And we saints today are specifically connected with family and friends across the generations. So part of what we want to do today is to celebrate that relationship, specifically for people that have been important to us who've died in the last year, who are identified as a child of God. Also, we saints today are tied together with Christians around the world in every land, including those living under persecution. Those connections are a big deal in God's view. So, they receive a big deal in our view of the world. Now, the long-term payoff from that ID is that we have a permanent place in the kingdom of God. We can't see the full picture of that payoff until Jesus returns, and the Scripture promises us that that's exactly what He's going to do. When He appears, when Jesus appears, that's really the bell ringer event that we're looking forward to today. Jesus will appear again. We look forward to that with high expectations. And His return is so certain, we want to be prepared. We want to be ready for it at any time. Our preparation is really a different topic. We're not going to go after that one today. We could spend the whole day talking about that. But today we want to see what will happen to us and for us when Jesus comes. So, when Jesus returns, we have, out of this same Scripture, the sure promise that we will be like Him. That's a big idea. A shared ID with Jesus. We can carry the same name badge. We get access to the same places. We have connections with the same people. I find that a mind-blowing idea. We all kind of vaguely understand that Jesus stands alone and apart from all other people. He's the perfect one. He's the one who died on the cross. He's the one who rose from the dead. He's the one who ascended into heaven. Alone. Unapproachable. But John drops this one-liner statement in here. When He appears, when Jesus appears, we shall be like Him because we shall see Him as He is. In that particular event, I think John's outlining a three-step process. He's only got a couple short phrases there, but a three-step process, and those three steps are going to happen about as fast as that, the snap of a finger. Jesus appears. We shall see Him as He is. We shall be like him. Bang, bang, bang. That's where we are. So jump to that conclusion with me for just a moment. This reads like our ID badge will match up with Jesus. All of the character traits that we carry today, the ones that we don't like, all of the sinful thoughts, all of the sinful habits, all of the stuff that we know is forgiven and paid for by Jesus' death, all of those things will no longer harass us. We will be like Jesus. Hang on to that hope. Hang on to the hope that flows from this identity truth. Hear it again from verse 3. Here's what's going to happen after that. Everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Now, I got kind of tangled up in that sentence when I was trying to read it this week. There are more he's and him's in there than we can follow. So let me try it with names and nouns instead of pronouns. John is saying that every child of God who hopes in Jesus purifies that child as Jesus is pure. Okay? What a promise. And what a hope. And what a change that can make in our lives. Because this hope equals the assurance of certainty in the future. It's more than a wish. We have the truth in our spirit that Jesus will come again to meet us. We can count on that. And the promise of being pure. Now, purity is not the same as the gift of salvation. Let me distinguish those for just a moment. God has already delivered that gift to every believer in Jesus. We have the cross and the resurrection. We have the promise of salvation because Jesus died for us. God has delivered on that promise. But John says, purify now. We're to take steps now to live in ways that we choose to follow because we have discovered how great it is to be a Jesus follower. We want to be like him. How do we purify ourselves? Don't make the mistake that we're going to get perfected out of that. That's not really it. God does that when we see him in heaven. We'll never be sinless on this earth. But we can move down a path that causes us to live more like Jesus. A saint, a child of God, does that. Our failures, our sins, those are still cured by confession, repentance, and forgiveness. On this earth, we need a lot of that kind of grace. But we can choose to grow closer to Jesus. With the power of the Holy Spirit and our trust in Jesus, we can grow with him. That's what the disciples do when they follow their leader. That's what we as disciples do when we follow our leader. So my encouragement to each one of us and to myself is, wear your ID badge that says, I'm a child of God. I mean, it's not going to show up like the one that you clip on, but God can see it. Wear your ID badge. I'm a child of God. I know that God claims me. I'm not perfect yet. I plan to see Jesus when he appears. I want to be like him. I have that expectation. I'm looking forward with the same hope to greet other saints from all times and all places when that happens. It'll be a great day. Amen.